Here, awkwardly thinking, we do not condone domestic violence.
At all.
Let me
just say that.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, aka Stu.
What up? I'm Vince.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. All that and a bag of chips. Regular guys with awkward lives. Awkward thinkers. White people claps in the building. Make sure you like, make sure you comment, make sure you subscribe. Anything you would like to add, Vince?
Make sure you sharing our content. Share it with everybody. If you following us on TikTok, make sure you repost it. Make sure you comment. Make sure you sharing it. Yeah,
you know, we have for the consecutive eighth week coming back to back, three-time felon. We have the best of the best criminal here today. We got Reese in the motherfucking building.
Just got out of jail.
Just got out of jail. How's it be to be free?
Hey, you know, orange is the new black.
Orange is the new black.
What was it this time? Was it possession?
You know, a little something here and there.
Okay. You know, that's good. How did you escape this time?
Was it the spoon?
We're not gonna talk about.
Okay.
It's still pending.
I didn't know how you wanted to flow it, so I just
awkward thinking is being filmed in an undisclosed location. Mm-hmm. You cannot find.
Okay, you gotta black. We gotta block my face out.
Yeah.
So let's get a little bit into our lives. How you been, man?
I've been good. I just been chilling. How about you?
You know, just living a life. I'm just gonna make up some shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is actually really good. I was at the dentist place, and you know, I'm getting my wires changed and shit like that. And then this lady, she's like, "Yeah, I just rescued a raccoon. We nursed it, and then we helped save it." And I'm like, in my head, I'm like confused because I'm like, "Where is this this lady?
Is she white?"
She's a white lady. Okay. So I'm like, she's going in like, yeah, and then we found another one. We nursed it, and then they had to teach each other how to be wild and some shit like that. And it was so confusing. So the lady tapped me. She was like, yeah, it's okay. She's like a zoo, like something. Everybody calls her in town to rehabilitate animals or some shit like that. So I think that was kind of cool.
That is insane.
Yeah.
So, I ain't rehabilitating no fucking raccoons. I'm sorry.
I don't know. If it's an animal,
raccoon.
I think if I was doing this yesterday, I was at Las Catinas or whatever the fuck, and it was like some ants, and it was like on the side. Yeah, I know. It was dirty.
What's wrong with y'all?
It was dirty as fuck. But it was some ants on the windowsill, and I gave it a chip, and I was like, one day I'm their god now. So they was like, this is a big ass ship, they're not going to be able to like break this at shit down all. So I broke it down and crumbled it, and they start like, you know, taking it and shit. Mm-hmm. So when times like nuclear whatever the fuck and they get big as fuck, they know like I'm one of the good ones that
you're
saved
their
lives. Yeah, literally. So I'm gonna be the one that like
they gonna come back to save you,
save me. That's why I don't like to kill insects and shit, you know what I mean, because I feel like one day that they're gonna come back and then be like, "Oh, you saved my life. You were the one." You know what I mean?
Really don't kill insects,
huh?
You really don't kill insects.
I don't. Certain
Didn't
ones.
We just have a whole episode about you killing flies?
So I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't remember that one. That might not even air. I don't even know. So even if I do, that's alleged. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's like calling a white person racist without any comments being said. You know what I mean?
Without having that proof that they said something racist.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if I said that I really passionately hate flies with a passion, that is not. Mm-hmm. That's not real.
Who is this for?
Huh?
Who is this for?
What do you mean?
Is this for PETA?
No, this is for my future self. I'm really, y'all be bullshitting. You was just talking all this radical shit. Once niggas really drop bombs and all this extra shit and all these
you think with that praying, insects and shit goes.
You ever seen a video of a praying mantis fucking some shit up?
Yeah,
that's one animal I will save for every day of my fucking life. I mean, insect I would save. Them bitches is for.
I'm not saving them bitches. I'd rather you die. A praying mantis. If that motherfucker become our size, is over for us. Fuck you, the nigga. Fuck you saving it. The praying mantis will fuck his mate and then kill it as soon as it get pregnant.
But that's what
shit.
I'm saying. If I can domesticate a fucking praying mantis, you're and like not have a sanctuary
it.
Huh?
You're not domesticating.
Have you not seen Pokemon? Have you? Yes, literally. I can domesticate any insect and then have it and I'll be their king.
Is that what Pokemon
Absolutely
is?
Yeah, domesticated not. Wild animals.
No, I'm saying, like, did them niggas just go through, like, a nuclear explosion or something?
It fuck around, it might be. Mm-hmm. Because it's, like, some of the animals are supposed to, like, it's no normal animals in Pokemon. Like, not even, like, a regular cat.
I don't know. I think I've seen a dog.
But it's, like, a Pokemon. No, like, it's, like, a variation.
I think it's a regular dog.
I've never seen a regular fucking
dog. It's been
dog.
A minute. I only watched the Indigo League because the Indigo League was the best. That's the first season.
I only know the theme song. That's as far as Pokemon. I used to play the fucking game, but other than that, yeah,
I never understood the purpose of playing a Pokemon game.
Wow.
Cheyenne plays that shit. I don't understand because I'm more of an action adventure gamer. I'm not a do this strategy. Move. No, I like strategies and shit, but I'm not. If I'm doing strategies, nigga, I'm doing chess or checkers.
But that's
I'm
what not, it is.
No, because it's like, oh, Swiper went.
Yeah, death. Like you have to. But I ain't gonna lie. When I was playing Pokemon, I never wanted female Pokemon. Like they'll tell the sex of it, but I would feel like the female, and it might be sexist as fuck for me to say this, but I always thought my female Pokemons was the weakest. So I'd be like, we shut the fuck out. Of here. I mean, like get crazy. The fuck out of here. So that was mainly it.
You kind of look like Weeble.
What the fuck is Weeble? What the fuck is Weeble? Is it the shit with the horns?
No.
Look up Weeble.
Sure, or dig it. I think.
So I was going through my day to day since Vince left us the family to go to Florida, and I was just thinking to myself, I was like, you know, we really need to mistreat our friends, and a lot of people don't understand mistreating your friends. Now, I'm not saying that like you gotta really, you know, be verbally abusive, but some verbal abuse, calling your friend a bitch ass nigga, is needed in the friend group. It builds character. It builds things. Sometimes you need to say a sarcastic joke. That's funny as fuck. But I don't mind. Actually, nigga, if anybody is a Weeble, did you not see the fucking nose on the fucking Weeble?
Is that racism? Are you hating on my nose because it's Afrocentric?
I mean,
do you hate the Negro in me?
Yeah. Is Weeble black? Is a Weeble a black man? Check. I don't do think the fact so. Checks on that.
Weeble don't look like no fucking black man.
It looked like a clown, low key. But yeah, calling your friend a bitch ass nigga is very needed. Anything else that like
I understand that to an extent because you be acting like a bitch ass nigga and you be needing to hear that sometimes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But I also think that only works in pairs.
What do you mean? Because
if it's more than two of y'all, then y'all become a bully.
No,
it normally works like this. Look, because okay, like Sharice, we be bullying Sharice at the start of every episode.
Yeah. But I would never call Sharice a bitch ass nigga. I've never called Sharice a bitch ass nigga.
You literally tagged me in the post. You literally tagged me in the post and said a couple bitch ass niggas that I hang with. And I've been.
What the fuck?
Call me a bitch.
I know. You know, it's so crazy. Like, I've never called any of my female friends bitches. No, I have not. Where y'all get this from?
Who was this? Who was you just trying to portray?
He was definitely like, he'll fuck around and like mouth it. And I'm like, you just called me a bitch?
No, I've never called y'all bitches.
You just left up for sure.
I've always, any of my female friends have been treated with the utmost respect.
I don't know about that.
Literally, I have never called y'all out y'all names. I've never said hoes, nothing.
You definitely called them hoes.
You
have
called me a hoe. I can't look this
you
shit
like, come on, these hoes need to come on.
You might have not called nobody like a bitch to their face, but you have said hoe before.
You done definitely said
you
hoe.
Said hoe, whore,
you done said
that.
Bitch for sure.
Yeah.
I ain't going to say who you said it by, but you know.
But.
It does build character,
but you know, I think every friend group needs the fall guy. Like, no matter what you do, you need a friend that always catches heat, and they're the strongest friend, you know, essentially. Because if you're mad or you need to throw a joke, that friend is always going to be available for you to throw a joke at.
Mm-hmm. Like, I know you not motherfucking laughing,
yeah,
and then you be like, nigga,
yeah,
I got my friend Anthony. My friend Anthony's like that for us.
You know, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't know if you still was friends with your friends back home.
Yeah, I am.
Because you don't talk about them no more.
I mean, we talk, but it's like adult things just happen. You know, like you get past that point in your life and you're like, oh, well, you know, like I come in town, you know, I was expecting to see them when we came and go to town in Philly and shit. But other than that, yeah, We keep in touch.
Yeah, because I never met your friends, your Philly friends.
I don't like to gel too many of my friends. Yeah. I like to gel the cool ones. Those are kind of my weird ones. Mm. I hate to say it like that, but mm-hmm. They're not like drinkers or no, they are drinkers. Mm. But yeah, they're like my weird bad friends.
Oh,
yeah.
On this vacation, mm-hmm. I got everybody high. I gave everybody an edible.
So you are Rick Ross? Put Molly all in her champagne.
Everybody, it was consent for sure. I went around the house and I asked everybody if they wanted edibles. So I gave all my siblings edibles, the siblings that don't smoke, the siblings that don't do nothing. Mm-hmm. My sister had a whole fucking panic attack. I had to give her a doll to hold, like a comfort doll. Mm. And we took a picture of her, so I'm going to show y'all the picture later.
That's funny as fuck.
My sister had a panic attack.
We had to rub ice and shit all over her, and she was just like, I'm not feeling good. I know my body. I need to go to the hospital.
That would freak me out. That would blow my high, though.
Because she dramatic as fuck. So as soon as, I'm like, bro, you're being dramatic. And Cheyenne, they'll be knowing better. So, like, my sister, she get the, me and my brother look at each other, and we give each other the look because we know this is just our sister being dramatic as fuck.
All right.
Cheyenne, like, why y'all looking at her like that? And here go my sister, what is going on? Why y'all? Yeah. I'm like, Cheyenne.
I ain't gonna lie. Edibles are, like, ridiculous, though. Yeah. Like, bitches was 500 milligrams.
I can't do it.
I really get the tweaking off of that.
Yeah, edibles is not my best friend. I don't
have good experiences.
Yeah, you know, them niggas was fucked up. I ain't gonna lie. The house was so quiet that night. Niggas slept like fucking babies that night.
I'm gonna say that. You get the best sleep of your life.
I believe it. Speaking of like eating and shit like that, I think it's time we address the elephant in the fucking room.
You said eating ass?
Yeah, that too. Oh. But it is time to address the elephant in the room. Red Lobster is closing.
For real?
Yeah, Red Lobster is fucking closing. And I ain't gonna lie, that hurt my fucking heart. Cause I ain't gonna lie, it's nothing like taking your mom to fucking Endless Shrimp.
Okay. I swear to God, that
come on, man, the biscuits.
You motherfuckers buying seafood boils, opening local businesses, everything mm-hmm. is fucking up the real ecosystem for fucking real restaurants. Not only fucking that, they fucking closing Chili's.
Dollar Tree? No, they lied about
Chili's. Closing the Dollar Tree.
No, they lied about Chili's.
They lied about Chili's. Bro, who the fuck is eating at Chili's?
You.
I ain't know one. Nigga, you eat at Arby's and you're going to talk about.
I eat at Arby's here and there. Never heard either Chili's one of y'all be
five.
Like, oh, we going to Chili's.
Chili's fine.
Bro, I've known
dipper.
Y'all niggas for
I've
like
ate
7
at Chili's.
Years.
You've never had a Southwest egg
you
roll.
You ain't never had a triple dipper.
I've never heard
Southwest y'all
say Southwest
egg roll
would
change
Chili's.
Your fucking life.
It will, I promise.
Chili's is one of them restaurants I saw, like, as a kid on commercials and shit that I just didn't think was real.
Get a Southwest egg roll.
Get a Southwest egg roll.
Avocado ranch.
Yeah, it's a fucking egg roll from
like
Southwest.
If I say go get a motherfucking ham and cheese egg roll, you know it's ham and cheese in there.
Yeah.
What's in the Southwest egg roll?
Some Southwestern shit.
Bro. I think it's like,
I don't know. It's a bunch of shit, but it's really fucking good.
What is it, Sharice?
See, you she's not on. She's not again. On fucking point. That's her fucking problem. We're actually, you
fuck
know
yeah.
For this podcast, this is what I like about this podcast. We like to expose our employees and we say, hey, sometimes it's not working. And this is like, you know, for the viewer to be like, oh, I need to put in an application so I can be in Sharice's spot to do her job a little bit better.
So if you're looking for a job, you want to be an intern, you want to be on Awkward Thinking, you want to be the new Zordon of the pod, you can always just... Put in an application. As soon as we get it, we'll fire her. We'll let her know. Mm-hmm. It won't, you know. You don't have to worry about her showing up.
They
to the
don't
studio.
Pay her no way.
Exactly. So. Well, she's a convicted felon, so this is really under the table. So
and we was trying to take her off the streets and shit. Like she keep going back to jail and everything. Don't nobody just accept shit like this. We telling y'all she in California the whole time she fighting a bid.
Right.
And so like, what's up? What's
and
up?
She smuggling dogs across the country. Literally. I didn't even know that. British bulldogs.
It was a little bit of weed.
Nah.
And she's from Detroit, so she's a stuffer. Don't forget
that. A Southwestern egg roll consists of chicken, black beans, corn, jalapeno jack cheese, and red peppers and spinach.
Do they even got enough room in that motherfucking egg roll for
that? Yes. That bitch is so good, though. Oh, my God.
I don't like beans.
That shit just made me wet.
You don't like beans?
I constructed a list of places that we can consider close other than these places. So,
Arby's?
Arby's is one of them. Yeah. Arby's is one of them. Wahlburger is another one.
I've never been to Wahlburger.
It's just like a
generic
Shake Shack.
Mark Wahlberg is considered as a racist, so we don't support. Yeah. So you can close that shit down. Cracker Barrel, I have my reasons. Yeah. I think we all can agree on that.
Yeah.
Dealerships that sell y'all Hellcats. I think we can. Yeah.
Any of them fast fucking cars that go vroom as soon as niggas start speeding, you don't need that shit no more.
Exactly. Skyline Chili.
Yeah, that shit.
I don't know how
disgusting.
They still in business.
I don't get it.
You like constipation?
Gold Star, all of that shit.
Gold Cincinnati. Star. Cincinnati is a whole fucking city, actually. Golden Corral.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
Golden Corral.
Nah,
you can close
the hold the fuck on. Because what we supposed to do when we out of town and we need something quick? Hold on.
Go to a fucking gas station and get some chips.
That shit trash now. It used to be decent. Gross. It used to be decent.
I hate buffets with a passion. Niggas that know shit. I hate buffets with a fucking passion, bro.
It be dirty as
kids
hell.
Kids be coughing on the chicken. Niggas
dirty.
I seen a kid put their fucking fist in the fucking chocolate thing, lick their hand, and put that bitch right back in that bitch. Nigga,
that
no.
Disgusting.
Did I say La Rosa's? La no. Rosa's
What's
pizza?
La Rosa's?
Some shitty place? Ass pizza in Cincinnati.
Never been.
It's trash.
Long John Silver's.
Okay.
I've never had Long John Silver's.
I don't know how. This is like Arby's.
That it's BMW really one bad. That's connected to Long John
you
Silver's.
You talk about A&W.
A&W.
Yeah, I just said that. I don't get why that's still fucking open. Don't nobody go to A&W.
Burger King.
Nah.
Burger King should close.
Nah, you
who the fuck is eating
I
Burger
King? And I don't tripping. Know why Burger King has gotten so much slack. Because Burger King has
that
been.
Be fire.
That shit is good as a bitch.
Like.
A Whopper, when oh, it's just only when it got like extreme, like it was like Halloween, and then the bun was green, it was the ketchup was black, all
type
of
Pride
shit.
Burger.
Yeah, like what the Spider-Man burger. That's when they started doing outrageous.
Burger
shit.
King decent,
but if I can get nuggets for 25 cents, 10 nuggets, that's a deal.
I heard they nuggets, man.
You wasn't in the trenches, nigga.
Them bitches tasted like elbows.
And then my last on the list is Frisker's Big Boys.
Yeah.
I don't really fuck with that.
Trash.
Yeah, it is trash. So as always, we have a special guest here today. And we're gonna bring him in. And with this interesting topic, you know, starting off, you know, fucking on the balcony. You know what I mean? Not saying and this is kind of weird to bring somebody in to talk about fucking on a balcony. But I think it's in character to do some shit like that. You know what I mean? And not saying that, oh, they just frivolously just fucking on every balcony, just any apartment balconies, hotel balconies, balconies in general.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But balconies do get fucked on. So we brought one of our experts, you know what I mean, to talk about fucking
expert balcony fucker.
Yeah, expert balcony. What would it be? Like a like a, you know, balcony. How a botanist, zoologist. It would be a balconist.
A balconist.
A balconist.
So, but back to it. Since we decided the name of the balconist, I think. So, what is a correct way to fuck on the balcony? At what time, what moment do you fuck on the balcony?
Alright, so listen. This unk school. I'm going to give you the rundown, alright? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're at home, take notes. So, this is how you start. One, you need a victim.
Oh.
Don't say it like that, nigga.
If we good enough, listen.
No.
That. Listen, this unk 101. This the shit niggas don't want to talk about. Arkley thinking, so we going to talk about it. The world been waiting on me. I've been waiting to come on here, too. So, thank y'all. We going to talk today. Alright. So listen, you need a victim.
A willing victim?
Yeah, I would hope so. But based upon your sexuality,
whatever
you
like.
Discriminate here. Let me make that disclaimer. So anywho, I feel like this. If you getting fluid out, let me ask y'all this question. If you getting fluid out, do you think you're supposed to hit or not?
I think that's the expectation. If you flying out, the expectation is to have sex.
I feel like don't fly out with nobody.
If I'm flying a shorty out, I'm letting her know I'm expecting us to have sex.
My man.
I'm agreeing with my co-host, yes.
Okay. So, boom.
Yeah.
So, check this out. All right, you got your victim. You flying out. It has to be somewhere hot. You feel me? You cannot fuck on a cold balcony. Males, two reasons. Shrivel. You feel me? Shrivel. And then two, if she get wet, the little breeze. You know,
yeah, take up the moisture. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. I didn't know you were going that way, but I mean, perspectives, angles.
You asked for the details.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
It's like putting the camera angle. Like, you ever seen porn and the camera angle is just on like the bottom half, and it's just you see the shit just ramming the vagina. That's the angle that it seems like you're giving us. But go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. When you see it. But anywho, so listen, if I fly you out. If I'm getting this hotel, we out of town, so you got to get a rental car. I got to court you, so that means when I eat, you got to eat.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I'll back. I'm already damn near 500 to a G in off this situation. So that's the trick question. Here you go. I gotta fuck y'all heads up. At what point do it come to, fuck the balcony, that you indirectly paying for the pussy?
When you fly her out.
So is it safe to say that you always pay for the pussy?
If you find her out specifically to fuck, yeah.
Just in general,
I feel like you're going to trick either way.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Some stuff is not that's tricking.
Some, if it's mutual, like if we're courting mutually, I don't think it's tricking. You know what I mean? But if it's one of those situations where I'm just really trying to fuck her, I don't really got no main interest but just to do that, and I want to show her a good time for that moment, yeah, then I'm paying for it.
And it's a difference, though, between tricking, like, because you have to, and then tricking because you want to.
So we like to do this thing with our guests. It's called useless information. Now, what we do is, you know, it's something that you're interested in, something that you're like, oh, I just found this weird on the internet. And it's just like giving our viewers or giving our listeners something to be like, damn, I ain't never think of something like that, where I wasn't looking, paying attention to it, you know. So it's just something that you would just tell people just, you know, for the fuck of it.
All right. Now, listen. Before we get into this conversation, because this has been on my mind, let me just say this. Here, awkwardly thinking, we do not condone domestic violence.
At all.
Let
me just say that. Now, a different perspective. Let me say this first before y'all hop in these comments. Diddy is 110% wrong, right? I'm not standing with Diddy did. I don't condone his actions. Now, I know it's a lot of domestic violence people out there, and some might be viewers. Again, and it's kind of pushing the needle, but I just want to ask this question when I sit back at the Diddy situation. Diddy did that to that girl. He wrong. That situation been going on for how long? X amount of years Diddy and Cassie been dealing with each other, right? At what point do you stop becoming a victim and just leave? Even with how it played out, it was a settlement. So it was more so of a financial obligation than more so than such a legal thing.
So wait, when you say, all right, so would it be more so when do you stop becoming a victim? When do you stop becoming a victim and become a participant, if that makes sense?
I don't, because it's like, and I really don't want to say that because just due to the
magnitude of it,
and people can just take words and just take it for surface level. You feel me?
But yeah,
it's like it is kind of like that though, and I'm not the word like that, but it's calling it for what it is. It's like, at what point are you a participant in this? What have been a victim? Because again, this has been going on for X amount of years. You never called the police. Granted, we sent the elevator shit when you tried to leave, whatever the case may be. But even after that, when I do my research, you popped out a couple days later to a war show with the man. So at what point do you leave? From the quote-unquote freak-offs? At what point is it forced? And then what point is it a willing participant? We doing drugs. At what point is it they forcing you to do drugs? Or you partaking in doing drugs with the situation?
Right.
I think it's a point of like a pimp and a hoe, if that makes sense. And I think what that dynamic is, like, pimps don't automatically just find a girl and be like, oh, you're going to be my hoe right immediately. You know what I mean? You got to vet her. So, yeah, I'm going to show you the finer
groomer
things.
Groomer and everything.
Yeah, I'm going to show you the finer things. Yeah, we're going to go to the Met Gala. Yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to hit this. But eventually, this investment is going to need a return. You know what I mean? So with even what you saying with drugs, I can entice you with drugs. Yeah, we had fun doing them drugs. We did cocaine on the yacht. We was lit as fuck. Mm-hmm. We walked the band. We had a good time. Now the you be on a cocaine binge. Now I'm on a cocaine binge. Now I'm get violent. You seen the violent side, mm-hmm. but it's okay because this won't happen again. Mm-hmm. But it will eventually because mm-hmm. I've shown you that side. But right now, because you're in shock, I gotta kind of ease you into being okay mm-hmm. with being hit.
Yeah.
You know, with certain shit like that. So I don't think never, I don't think any victim is usually participants. I think that you get so used to it and you get so brainwashed into mm-hmm. thinking that. And not only the lifestyle. You love the lifestyle. You love the money. And I cannot go back regular.
Mm-hmm. But my so, question is, how much do you, and that's fine. And I respect that. Mm-hmm. And that's a solid standpoint. Mm-hmm. But again, it goes back to the root of the problem, though, is how much of it does the victim take accountability?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, for a victim, shit get muddy because it's like.
It's a tricky topic. Yeah. So we got to tread lightly.
Because you probably do start off as a victim. But I do think after a while, you do become a participant, especially mm-hmm. when it do come to the abuse of other women in that. Mm-hmm. So, like, in a situation where, like, what Carisha sends shit to women, I have, did he do this to you? You're not a victim. You are somebody you're threatening. You're using that power that you know he has and you using that on other people or you're threatened to use it. So you're aware of it and you're aware of what it brings and stuff. So you're no longer a victim of that. And so I think it just depends on that person. And then it just depends on the history too, because shit switches. It really do go from, like he said, first, okay, we just enjoying ourselves. We having fun. I'm getting you hooked on and kind of addicted to this lifestyle, to all these things, and then that's when shit start getting muddy. I start abusing you. I start putting my hands on you, and then I start telling you, well, you need this, you need me, don't you mm-hmm. want to drop that next album? And you do want to drop that album, you want to be successful, and you looking like, this nigga already beat my ass this many times, I've survived it, I've been through it, and I've been through this and that. I just need this album to drop out next week. Mm-hmm. And if I can get that album, if I can hold on until the album come out, I'll do that. Or if I can hold on until this come out, I'll do that. And so that's the tricky part, too, because you get promised these things. So you get promised, like, oh, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to do that for you. And you being the person, that person has all this power. And then even not just that person having all the power financially, but also access to you. So it's mm-hmm. like, even if you do run away, like, the shit with him, putting what you call it over the balcony, not fucking him, but
Wale.
Yeah, like that, like
no Diddy,
but like
that's funny.
But like, but I got you over the balcony and shit, all because you working with my girl, and so it's that access to other people, mm-hmm. and it don't even you. She ain't doing shit wrong. You being innocent and everything, but now you because this nigga too powerful, mm-hmm. and nobody is checking that power either, and being like, yo. Like, yeah, you cool, you make good beats mm-hmm. or whatever it is that you fucking do, you're a producer, whatever you do, but some shit do got to get checked and be like, nah, that's not cool.
So if you want to, because it's two people in particular, and it's kind of what you're saying too, mm-hmm. that I watch who kind of like, the people around them don't hold them accountable, mm-hmm. in my personal opinion, and kind of in that like celebrity shit, and mm-hmm. two people, well, really three people for real. Mm-hmm. From different perspectives, different realms, you can look at Diddy. Mm-hmm. Off back, you can look at, of course, Kanye.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the most interesting figure.
Jay-Z?
Mm-mm. This going to hit this off left field. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So where I'm going with this is this. When I ask my people, who I'm with right now is, on the flip, as a friend or a peer, if you in that type of circle or you know what's going on, when do you or even how do you intervene?
Now that is tricky and muddy too, because it's that relationship between y'all, but also it's you and your morals. So like, I've been mm-hmm. in that situation. I've seen domestic violence. I've seen niggas beat up their girl, and I've seen their girls beat them up mm-hmm. right in front of me and everything. And so it do get to a point, once I got to like a certain age, and I'm like, no, that shit not cool. I'm not sticking by that. I had to tell niggas, if you go talk to her like that, if this is how you go treat her, especially while I'm around, I don't want to be around. And so I start removing myself from things, and I start calling shit out. I say, like, nigga, that's not cool. You talking to this woman like this, you talking to her like this, and she doing this for you, she doing that for you, and you turning around and you putting your hands on her, you doing that, mm-hmm. and you got kids. Or depending on your situation, like, I'm reflecting on like who else is impacted by your actions and everything. And it's just also, it's not okay to do this to a woman, because like I like to tell my brothers, nigga, if some niggas try to do this to our sister, we're going to be different. And so when it comes to us, and when it, like, even my nephew in some trouble and shit, and I'm trying to explain to him, when it comes to a lot of shit, nigga, the same way niggas, you look at your sister as your sister, it's niggas who look at they sisters as they sisters as well. And so, like, when you doing shit like this, I don't know, we got to hold each other accountable for sure. It does have to be that accountability thing. You have to tell niggas that's not okay. You might have to call the police on your own homies and tell niggas, like, you need to go sit in the county for a few days because you think it's okay to put your hands on women. You might have to beat your homie ass because he done slapped somebody that's in front of you.
serious, like, because, like you were saying, you really got to check your friends. Like, and then you got to figure out what type of friend you are, what you in it for. Because some people are just in it for the lifestyle.
Yep.
And so they not going to say shit. They're going to just sit there because they want the lifestyle. They see the glitz and glam. So they want to stay in that spot. So they don't want to say something that's going to make you angry or whatever the case may be. But me, I got to check that shit at the door. Because my spirit is not going to be comfortable with watching you do that. Watching you, like, just decline your life and, like, fuck up your life over some stupid ass shit. Yep. So,
and I don't like hearing certain shit. I don't like hearing no man talk to no woman crazy. I don't like you being too controlling, you telling her what to do and how to do it. No matter who you is, my brother, my cousin, a friend, or whoever, don't. It's certain shit. Just you don't speak to another human being.
You don't control nobody in this lifetime.
Yeah.
And I think people need to understand that. While we talking, I want you to do something for me, Reese. Google, what's the population of the world?
Now, I know you just asked her to do that. Now, I don't know if you know, Charisse is not the best researcher that we have on the pod.
It might take about 30, 45 minutes.
But usually,
I got Metro. Might get this in two questions later. She might come up with it.
And by the way, the viewers at home, they got a chair here, bro. This,
you said, like, of the world?
Back is not holding up. So if I go through this chair while this podcast is going on, they set me up.
So once again, Charisse picked out the chair. Yep. So you can blame Charisse for her putting in out the chair, because this was
a nice steel chair.
I said, but you know, it's two of these, and it's one that's like this, and it's one that's not.
7.9 billion people in the world.
Say that one more time.
7.9 billion people.
7.9 billion people. So the next time you think about beating that one person ass and you can't move on from that, ladies and gentlemen, just know it's 7.9 something billion people out here in this world that you can go deal with, all right?
Listen,
it's a lot of hoes and a lot of males out here. Yes. All right, so if you tripping off one, it's another billion out here for you.
Mm-hmm. I think I want you to read us a story, man. And I want, you know, me and Vince, we've been talking a lot. Charisse, can you get us the book that we want him to read for us? And I know that you're an articulate person. You like to read books, brought you a good book for you to read. To us, and this is one of my favorite. This is a childhood book that I grew up with.
I've never read this book.
Hey, I love this book. So I want you to
story time with Kay.
Mm-hmm. So this is for us to, you know, get comfortable. So you just, you know, read a few pages, and whatever if you're struggling, you know, you can close it. Whatever is comfortable with you, you know.
So, all right. I'm finna soldier boy this shit out this book. Let's go. Y'all ready? All right. So, fuck it. Let me take my hat off for this one right here. Let's get it going. This is crazy. Okay. He got me Dr. Seuss, Mr. Brown, Kim Moo, can you?
Yep.
Come on, man.
So, I was chilling at the podcast today. You feel me? I was with Vince, Nas, Reese.
Get it done. Yeah, get right, get right. I know it's a little difficult because it's the, you know.
Move! Oh, the wonderful things Mr. Brown can do. He can go like a cow. He can go, moo, moo. Mr. Brown can do it. How about you? So I grab my drink and I pop, 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 pop.
This is good.
He can go like a bee. Mr. Brown can buzz. How about you? Can you buzz?
Buzz. Buzz.
Before the buzz.
No light, He can go like a cork. Pop.
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 He can go like a horse. I don't know that sound right there.
Clump. It's clump, clump, clump.
He can go eek, eek. I think it was like a squeaky shoe. He can go like a rooster.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
No Diddy. Right, here you go. All right, hit it, Nas. He can go like an owl.
Hoo, 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 hoo.
I thought that said ho, 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 but all right.
Please get the hell.
It say, eek, 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 eek. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Ooh, 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 ooh.
How about you? Oh,
that's a Diddy call.
Ooh, ooh. He can go like the rain. Dibble, 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 dot. Dibble, 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 dibble. Dot, dot, dot.
Dr. Seuss was a rapper.
He was.
Okay, for real.
Pass this bitch. It's on you.
He can go like a train. Choo, choo, choo. Why you keep passing me all the suspect shit? All the wonderful things Mr. Brown can do. Moo, moo, moo. Buzz, buzz, pop, pop, eat, eat. Woo hoo, clop, clop, dibble, dibble, drop, drop, cock a doodle doo, Mr. Brown could do it. How about you?
That's a freaky ass book.
I love
Mr. Brown out here. Wild.
Seuss had a kid porno.
Oh, Lord.
Mr. Brown, can you whisper, whisper, whisper? Very soft, very high, like the soft whisper of a butterfly. Mm.
Come on.
Maybe you can too. I think you ought to try.
It's beautiful.
He can go like a horn. Blurt, blurt, blurt.
Mm-hmm.
Like a big cat drinking.
Pause. Yum, yum, yum.
That motherfucker said slurp, slurp, slurp. We want to say that though.
But look, thank you for reading my favorite book, Mr. Brown, Can Moo, Can You. But it's about that time where we... leave you with a positive message to get through the week. Special guest, what is your positive message to get through the week? It's hot as fuck in the studio.
It is.
Little thing.
I got a shout out Mac too there for the jackets too.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Mac.
Shout out Fine Oliver.
Actually, hold on. You know, Chris Mack, you've been on the show. I appreciate it. But you know, you gave me some medium size. I'm a thick nigga, man. You gave me some medium size sweatpants. I can't fit. I've been holding them off. I ain't want to sell them because you know it was a gift to me. But I can't fit. I want to rock them, but I already got ass allegations on me, man.
He's saying you did the Cassinet one. Kanye said that.
Oh, yeah, you got to fit it back. And I called you.
New pants, man.
And then you ain't response. It's cool. It's cool. I see where we at.
Man, flooding a little too, man. I need a bigger pedal. I'm over here trying to rock these, man. I need a bigger pedal. But, damn.
Positive message.
Positive message for the day is it's something that I always hold for myself every day. You every day just focus on just being better than yesterday. You know what I'm saying? And if you do that, you'll be all right. Just focus every day. Just try to be the better person than you was yesterday.
Yeah. Vince, what is your positive message? I do my rounds. You know what I mean? Before I get to me, I feel like I'm like the cherry on top.
Stay from Diddy House.
Yeah, stay from Diddy House.
Again, today we talked about some sensitive stuff. We talked about domestic violence and abuse and some other stuff. If you trying to support somebody who in domestic violence, best thing for you to do is just remain supportive. You can't push or rush nobody out of their situation. All you can do is remain supportive. Call the police if you need to. I don't give a fuck. Call the police. It could save somebody's life. But a lot of times some people just... they really have to have enough. And that is the sad thing. Like, and we don't know when somebody enough is going to ever come, or when, you know, their enough is going to be enough or whatever. And so you can't force somebody out of a situation. All you can do is support a person when they're going through their shit. You ain't got to always talk about their partner or whatever. Just make them feel comfortable to come to you for support or whatever.
Yeah. Reese, this is Rhode Island Pod. What's your positive message to get through with?
I say hold your friends accountable and don't turn a blind eye. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
What if they black your eye?
My positive message to get through the week. I was listening to something and it was like basically, like, it's okay to be a good person, you know. And I know a lot of people, like, champion the bad boy, no pun intended, but yeah, it has been a lot of Diddy references. But no, like,
no Diddy.
Even with the saying good guys finish last, like, and it, what good people don't get, you know, what they're looking for, it's literally good people in the world. It's just we highlight so much of the bad shit. Mm-hmm. So don't try to let your mind get clouded with all I have to be this certain way, or I have to put on this persona, because that's the quickest way you get lost. Mm-hmm. So with my take is just be a good person, and it's always going to be benefits of being a good person.
Just don't be a dumb person.
Yeah, just don't be an idiot.
Don't allow the world to change who you are.
Mm-hmm. Not at all.
I mean, shit, we're gonna change it. The world changing now.
Don't allow the world to change who you are.
With that being said, I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
I'm Reese.
Special guest,
Uncle K.
Thank you for being awkward with us. See you next week. Woo!
Oh, drop. There was.